From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on Tuesday, January the 9th at the Truce Village, Panmunjom, in the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas. Meantime, the United States and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis downplayed the delay, calling it a practical matter. He said the exercises would resume after the March 9 through 18 Paralympic Games ended. United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord made the announcement.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel. The United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
In his New Year's Eve tweet, President Trump threatened to slash funding for Pakistan, accusing the country of giving safe haven to terrorists and playing U.S. leaders for what he called fools. Pakistani ambassador to Washington tells VOA the two countries should try to remain engaged with each other over in order to avoid destabilizing the region. United States promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that left 21 people dead, more than 1,000 others under arrest. White House official says the U.S. would look for reasons to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling the protest. Protests have spread from Tehran to smaller communities, with protesters focusing on economic hardship and government corruption. This is VOA News. Israeli military says it will further investigate the death of a Palestinian who was killed in clashes over President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. That story now from Reuters' Emily Wither.
The Israeli military are launching an investigation into the death of this activist. Ibrahim Abu Thuraya was killed while protesting President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a move which infuriated Palestinians who want the East to be their future capital of a Palestinian state. The UN say the 29-year-old amputee was shot in the head by Israeli troops close to the Gaza-Israel border fence. He was a regular at demonstrations like this, losing both his legs in a 2008 Israeli missile strike. An initial investigation by the Israeli military found it wasn't possible to say what killed the activist and that no live fire was directed at him. The military police are now examining the case further. The Gazan washed cars on the city's streets to support his sick father and 9 siblings. His death on December 15th was condemned by the UN Human Rights Office, who called it a truly shocking act.
Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. President Trump says any legislation that gives immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as children the opportunity to become citizens must include funding for a border wall while ending the chain migration process and the visa lottery program. In September, President Trump rescinded the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. It was instituted by former President Barack Obama, protected nearly 800,000 immigrants from deportation, allowing them to legally live and work in the U.S. South Korea's president has apologized to Korean women forced into sexual slavery by Japan's Imperial Army during World War II over what he calls a flawed 2015 deal with Tokyo to settle disputes over the issue. That story now from VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
President Moon Jae-in issued the apology during a meeting with former sexual slavery victims on Thursday. It's the first time that Moon has apologized over the deal, which was struck before he took office last May. A state-appointed panel recently concluded Seoul's previous conservative government failed to properly communicate with the victims before reaching the deal with Japan. Moon later ordered officials to map out measures to meet the victims' demands. Japan warned any attempt to revise the accord would make bilateral relations unmanageable and unacceptable. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.